Is there any music more fun than operetta when it's performed right? The recording that I want to call your attention to this week is called Tales of Offenbach, and it's more fun than almost any recording I know. It originally appeared some years ago on a small label devoted to historic vocal recordings. Now it's been reissued on compact disc by Legendary Classics, with three additional cuts to fill out the expanded format, and it's even better than I remembered. For example, listen to this enchanting selection from The Grand Duchess of Gerolstein, sung by the irresistible French musical star Yvonne Printemps. There's now also a whole album of Yvonne Printemps on an EMI budget CD. Offenbach was actually born in Germany, the son of the cantor of the Cologne Synagogue. He studied in Paris, played cello in the orchestra of the Opéra Comique, and ended up writing over 100 operettas. His most ambitious work became his most successful outside of France, Tales of Hoffmann, which he didn't live to complete. This album includes selections from works little known in this country, such as La Jolie Parfumeuse, Madame Favart, Barbe Bleue, Bluebeard, and Rhein-Nixon, as well as classic numbers from some of Offenbach's best-known operettas, La Belle Hélène, The Grand Duchess, and La Pericole. Here's the magnificent Jussi Björling singing in Swedish the aria from La Belle Hélène, in which Paris tells how he gave the golden apple to Venus. The incontestable comic highlight of this album is the drinking song from La Pericole, sung with inebriated giddiness by a Russian soprano named Novikova. This is the only recording by her I've ever heard. There are no liner notes, and none of the standard reference works even mentions her. If you know anything about her, please let me know. There are other wonderful singers on the album I've never heard of, including an, quote, anonymous soprano and baritone in a duet from La Jolie Parfumeuse. Among the more familiar names are French composer and conductor Rinaldo Hahn, he was also a charming light tenor, and Milica Coryus, the blonde Polish coloratura who was once nominated for an Academy Award as Best Supporting Actress in the 1938 MGM biography of Johann Strauss, The Great Waltz. There's Maggie Tate, the English soprano who is one of Debussy's favorite French singers, and Jarmila Novotna, the glamorous Czech patriot and Metropolitan Opera star who sings the famous barcarolle. It was smart to end this collection with selections from Tales of Hoffmann. Finally, you can hear Offenbach transforming operetta into something deeper.